The Lafayette Chamber Singers will present their 40th anniversary spring concert. Let's celebrate Sunday afternoon at 3 at West Lafayette's Unitarian Universalist Church. The special musical guest will be Lafayette's celebrated young guitarist, Chacon Claverenga, in a gypsy-inspired work. Artistic director Clayton Lean recently visited WBAA to talk about the program.
What we decided to do is to do a retrospective concert to give a sense of what our repertoire has been like in some ways over the past 40 years and something about the nature of our evolution. So the program is in four different sections, each of them representing a major kind of repertoire and progressively in our development as a group. The first section is entirely concerned with a little bit of medieval but mostly Renaissance music, and that's where we actually began. And so that's what the first section largely represents. And the Renaissance, music from the Renaissance, still remains one of the great staples of our repertoire. And so we have a set of seven pieces that represent different nationalities, different kinds of songs. We have Zenfel, the great Renaissance German composer, Josquin des Prez, the great composer at the beginning of the Renaissance. And we have it planned to give you a sense of what the Renaissance imagination in music was like, secular music, because the Renaissance was really the great explosion of secular music. And we're trying to demonstrate different dimensions of that in the first section. The second section represents one of the ways in which the group began to move very early, and that we gradually began to move more and more into modern repertoire, because writing for chamber choir in the 20th century was remarkably like, in many, many respects, the way in which Renaissance composers wrote. So we found it very comfortable for us to move to the modern repertoire technically, and not harmonically. Okay, we had to learn a whole different way of hearing the music. But then, so the second section is the English choral tradition, and that's probably the one we have, among the moderns, that's the one we have done the most with. So we're singing a bit of pieces by four of the great masters, including one by James McMillan, who many choral critics say is the greatest light to come since the 1990s in choral music. So we have one of his major pieces in there, a setting of a Robert Burns poem. The third group comes from another one of our specialties and favorites. In the late 80s, we had already moved into modern music, but we decided there was one kind of music that we really very much loved, and it was French, the music from the French modern tradition. We had done some. We had done Debussy very early. But then we decided to explore more, and we've done, again, a very great many dozens and dozens of pieces by the major French composers of the 20th and now 21st centuries. Mm-hmm. And we're doing three of the great giants at the beginning of the century. We're doing a piece by Debussy, another by Ravel, and then one by Poulenc. And Poulenc was actually the one we specialized in the most. And
he wrote some wonderful choral music.
Absolutely wonderful. And we've sung about 90% of it now. And then the last section in the concert, the fourth section, represents another special kind of development. We began to look for and perform works for chamber choir and instrumental accompaniment of highly different kinds. And we have had just about every form of instrumental accompaniment imaginable. And this is one of our, a magnificent piece. It's by an Italian composer who became a naturalized American citizen. He fled from the Nazis, came over here. And it's a wonderful work for chamber choir and guitar. And that'll be a collaboration, and will feature Chacon Claverenga as well.
Young local guitarist. Done very well. And our audience, or our listeners, are pretty familiar with the instrumental music of Mario Castro-Tedesco, but I don't believe we even have anything in our library of his choral music.
And as far as vocal music, he wrote over 300 solo songs alone. Not all of them were published. Some of them are still in manuscript. But over 300 songs and a great number of choral settings. This is by far his most famous. They are settings of poems by Lorca, the great Spanish poet. And they're actually excerpts from a longer poem. But the poems were from the standpoint of a gypsy. And then he incorporates the flavor of that. When you hear the piece, you're going to hear things that are definitely sound like flamenco. And they're absolutely haunting, and some of them are literally phantasmagoric. They have to do with the strange, superstitious mind of the gypsy. And
are there as well some instrumental effects that she's called upon to do with her instrument as well?
Oh, absolutely. It's a real duet, and she has solo passages throughout the whole work. And it's a very virtuoso piece. I mean, it demands a very fine technique.
Well, let's hear a selection from this cycle of songs. Lyrics by García Lorca and music by Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco. We've heard the final song from the Gypsy Ballads, Crotalo, or Rattlesnake, by Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco. So how did you come to collaborate with Chacón?
Well,
you knew this piece and thought she would
be
natural?
I knew this piece, and she came immediately to mind. I wanted somebody I thought that could do it justice, and I thought immediately of her.
Clayton Lean, Artistic Director of the Lafayette Chamber Singers. They'll present their 40th anniversary concert, Let's Celebrate, with guitarist Chacón Clavarenga, Sunday afternoon at 3 at the Unitarian Universalist Church at 333 Meridian Street in West Lafayette. Tickets are available at Vaughn's Books and at the Tippecanoe Arts Federation.